The second hour, I'd like to share with you the second miracle in the book of John.
在第二堂要跟大家提到主耶稣在约翰福音里面所记载的第二个神迹。
John chapter 4 verse 46.
约翰福音的第四章的四十六节。
John chapter 4 verse from 46 to 54.
约翰福音第四章四十六节到五十四节。
From 46, he came therefore again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain royal officer whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, and he went to him and was requesting him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus therefore said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. The royal officer said to him, Sir, come down before my child die. And Jesus said to him, Go your way, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he started off. And as he was now going down, his slave met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them that the hour when he began to get better. They say therefore to him, Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives, and he himself believed, and his whole household. And this is the story of the nobleman's son was healed by Jesus Christ.
这就是这个圣经记载主耶稣他医治的这个大臣之子。
And this is certainly happened that this the royal officer's son start to have a fever and about the point to death.
刚开始的时候这个大臣的孩子他有这个高热，然后他快要死了。
This royal officer do not expect these things happen in his life, I think.
所以这个在大臣他有生之日他还没有经历过这个事情。
Sometimes when things problems things kind of a situation like this kind of happen and come to in our life suddenly.
这样子的事情有时候会忽然间临到我们生活。
And something everything goes smooth, but one day we have noticed that we have like illness, sometimes which is difficult to heal. Sometimes,
有时候我们身体都没事，但是一时候这个身体这忽然间这个病起来，而且这病没有办法得到医治。
In our business, have some problem. Seems like we cannot fix it. We cannot change it back to normal.
或者是我们经营的生意忽然间这个遭到这个很不顺的时候。没有办法扭转这个为事。
And certainly we lose our job.
或者是说我们一时候失去的工作。
Now this is considered that we can say this is one of the problem in which we in our daily life we encounter the kind of problems.
这个可以说是我们日常生活当中忽然间遭遇到了这个困难的事。
And these kind of problems come upon our life when we come to the Lord, and God will help us and. Healed us, changed us, to provide us the way we need.
但是当我们遭遇到这个难题的时候，我们把这个事情带到耶稣的跟前来，那么主耶稣他会照着我们需要的来供应我们，来帮助我们。
If you look at the book of John, when Jesus dealing with the people one by one, most of them have own problems.
我们看见这个约翰福音里头主耶稣他一个一个的来解决每一个问题。
John chapter 2, we know that when Jesus changed the water to wine, they also have the problems.
在第二章里头当主耶稣把这个水变成酒的时候因为当时候他们有这个问题。
If you look at the John chapter 3, the Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ.
到这个第三到第三章的时候记载说尼哥底母他夜里来见耶稣。
As a religious leader, Pharisees, it seems as he kind of struggled. He saw that Jesus Christ, what he's doing is came from God, but at the same time, all the religious leaders and the Pharisees do not believe in him.
因为尼哥底母他是做一个法利赛人的 官的他看见耶稣所行的知道说耶稣是从神来的，但是他周围的这些法利赛人没有一个愿意承认这件事。
He wanted to clear out, so he came at night secretly came to see the Jesus Christ.
因此他在夜晚的时候，他单独的来见耶稣。
And Jesus gave a very precious answer, and also directly way, to give him an answer.
但是主耶稣给他的回答的问题是非常的直截了当的一个回答。
And so let him see the true answer, so.That answer can solve his problems.
所以当主耶稣真实的点出这个道理的重点的时候他就可以看出他自己所缺乏的是什么。
You look at the John chapter 4, when Jesus passing by the Jacob's well, he met the Samaritan woman.
到第四章的时候，主耶稣他经过这个雅各井旁的时候。他就见到这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
I'm sure this woman cannot solve her own problem.
就是这个撒玛利亚的妇人，她也没有办法解决她的生活困窘的难题。
Already have experience of five husbands before.
因为这撒玛利亚的妇人有五个丈夫。
The one now have a life together is not the one can satisfy him her also.
就是这个时候她拥有的丈夫也没有办法满足这个撒玛利亚的需要。
And her way to trying to solve the problem, her way trying to satisfy her soul, but cannot make it possible.
所以这个撒玛利亚也用尽各样的方法要满足自己的心灵的需要，但是她没有办法做得到。
But Jesus came to her and gave her a very precious answer and solved her problem.
主耶稣这个进入这个撒玛利亚的妇人生活当中主耶稣直接点破了她的瓶颈提出她的答案。
And here the chapter 4, the last portion from verse 46, a noble man's son also was healed. The noble man, this is, he has a position, he has everything as a material wise, and he may already access and doctors maybe.
所以到这个约翰福音的第四章这里，看到这个加百农的这个大臣这个大臣本身也是拥有这个高的社会地位跟一些财富。
He cannot help his own son with what he has.
但是呢，对他的孩子生病快死了，他没有办法解决这个问题。
Jesus help him. Jesus heal his sons right away.
但是主耶稣帮助他主耶稣医治的这个大臣的孩子。
The most important thing is when we look at the chapter 4, toward to the end, verse 53.
就是我们看这个第四章一直到五十三节的地方。
So that the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household.
就他知道说是正当主耶稣说你的儿子活的时候，那么他的儿子就活了。所以因此他跟他的全家就信了。
A miracle is precious.
神迹本身是很宝贵的。
But intention of the Jesus Christ to heal his son is for let him to believe in God or his whole household.
但是重要的就是主耶稣要让这个大臣体验到神迹因此他跟他的全家都能够信。
So well, I mentioned from the chapter 2, 3, 4 and on and here in all these instances when Jesus dealing with the problem.End up when he focused on their spiritual issue and led them to believe in God.
所以从第二章、第三章到第四章这里事实上主耶稣都是主出这些这个当事人他们这个心灵的需要来这个解答他们的这个心灵的需要。
And sometimes when I encounter difficulties in our life and as a Christian.
有时候我们做一个基督徒在生活里头遭到的难题
It seems like our faith is not strong enough if we feel that
至少我们知道说我们信心没有办法这么的刚强能够胜过这些难题
But still we come to the Lord and there is an answer
但是我们到主耶稣的跟前我们就找到了答案
Most of the things that happen in this world in our lifeThere is a purpose that God wants to bring us back to Him, to bring us back to Him to believe in. We can build our faith strongly upon Him.
啊，因为当这些生活遭到难题的时候啊，这个神他有一个啊，他有一个目的啊，就是要让我们啊再次回心转意的归向他，那么这些难题就可以得到解答。
Many times when we encounter problem, let it take it as a rejoice, we can say.
啊，所以当我们遇到难题的时候，我们倒是应当觉得喜乐。
Paul mentioned that rejoice always.
啊，所以保罗说，你们要心里头常常喜乐。
Rejoice always means when we everything is smooth, still we rejoice. But at the same time, when we have difficulties, also we can rejoice.
啊，这个心里头常常喜乐，啊，不仅是我们在顺境的时候可以喜乐。啊，就是我们在逆境困难当中也应当喜乐。
Because this problem will lead us to bring our faith into close to Jesus Christ.
啊，因为这些困难啊，让我们在啊回到主耶稣的面前来经历主耶稣的能力。
In our human nature, when we encounter difficulties and problems, we look at the very negative side.
啊，当我们以人的这个观点来看这些难题的时候，啊，我们总是只有看到负面。
In our own knowledge and our experience, it is impossible to solve it.
啊，在我们自己的啊能力范围之内，我们没有办法解决这些难题。
And it turned out to be very negative, so we do not really bring this problem to the Lord.
啊，我们总是看到这黑暗的负面啊，我们忘记了把这些问题带到耶稣的面前来。
Anything is when we encounter difficulties, whatever problem and trouble in our life, we take it as a rejoicement. This is not the final conclusions. This is only the process of my life to receive the blessings.
啊，所以当我们遇到难题的时候啊，我们不要断下结论说啊，这就是啊我走到这个死胡同的时候啊，我们倒是要转一个方向。啊，说这个时候是正是我要啊，这个信靠神，把这个难题提到神面前的时候。
That's why the James mentioned that the man should consider it all joy.
啊，所以这个啊，这个雅各啊，这个长老他才说，我们啊，总要啊，以此而喜乐。
So when the book of James chapter 1 says consider it all joy when you encounter various trials.
啊，所以在这个雅各书的第一章里头提到说，当我们遇到这些啊，这个试炼试探的时候，我们总要以为喜乐。
Consider it all joys means it's your choice, which means
啊，当我们一啊啊这个心里头要喜乐啊，这就是我们做一个选择啊，我们要喜乐。
Indeed, the outside our circumstance, our like our the situation, we cannot be joy.
啊，当然只有看见这外在的这环境这些条件。啊，我们没有办法可以喜乐的。
Consider it all joy means this is not end, so you can choose joy because you believe in God.
啊，但是我们选择要喜乐啊，因为我们选择要来相信神。
Because God can handle it, God can solve it.
啊，因为神他可以这个啊来啊这个解答我们的难题啊，神可以来应付我们的难题。
So Christian life always can be positive.
啊，所以一个基督徒的生活啊，总是可以一个积极的、正面的。
Christian life always have a joy and have a confidence because God is outside.
啊，我们基督徒生活啊，总是有信心啊，因为啊，神是在我们这一边的。
And also, He will lead us a major a conclusion as a true happiness and which is true joy.
啊，而且神啊，他会给我们带来。啊，这个真正的这个平安喜乐。
Think about this the nobleman's this officer's if his son doesn't have this trouble, he never have experience of God actually in such kind of ways.
啊，这个大臣的孩子啊，若是没有这个发烧啊，快死了，那么大臣的一生当中啊，他总会。啊，总是不能够经历到这个神的能力。
Maybe he listened to about Jesus Christ, maybe because it's happened around in his town.
啊，或许这个大臣啊，只会这个啊，这个啊，风闻到耶稣啊，因为耶稣所行的神迹啊，就是在周围的环境里面。
Since his life is smooth and his child grow up and just smoothly and he has money and his power as a royal officers, it seems like nothing lack of in his life then.
啊，那么对这个大臣来讲，若是他孩子没有生病啊，他也没有缺乏什么啊，他又是一个啊高官高职啊，所以他不需要啊从耶稣那里得到什么。
Maybe he can be happy
或许他可以这个表面上很快乐。
But he never have experienced the true joy come from the this understanding in this way.
但是呢，他不会从神那里真正经历到这个真实的喜乐。
So consider it all joy is truly the wisdom of God came from God.
所以我们要知道这些心里头真实的喜乐的确是出于神的。
And what we can see that this noble man's wisdom and as a wise man's way.Bring this one to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个大臣他是有智慧的人他下去这个求耶稣来医治他的孩子的病。
Many times our mentality as the man's mentality is, once things that we can handle it, we do not ask to God.
常常我们人的心态就是若是我自己可以解决的。我绝对不会带到神面前。
We have to remember God can handle every even small one. If God hands upon to us, then can be smooth from the beginning to the end.
但是若是我们不管是大事小事若是交托神的话神会从开始一直带领到幕后。
But God has every answer. God has every answer while we have our problems.
因为对我们任何的问题，神都有答案。
Just like when we are the teacher was teaching us a math problem and solving on the whiteboard.
就好像这老师他们在解答这个数学的问题他把答案写在黑板上。
With a little knowledge, we trying to struggle to solve the problem anyway.
在还没有得到答案之前，我们想用自己的这个智力来解答这个数学难题。
But teacher know how to solve the problem easy way and fast way.
但是这个老师他懂得怎样子用一个迅速正确的方法来解答这个难题。
So when we have a problem, when we dealing with the problem, we cannot solve it. We bring to the Lord and let Him solve the problem.
所以当我们遇到问题不能解答的时候我们就带到耶稣面前，让耶稣来解答问题。
And also every time when we encounter difficulties, we have to remember there is an answer.
但是每次我们遇到难题的时候，我们要提醒自己在这难题之后总是有答案。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 2.
我们看希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrew chapter 2 verse 18.
希伯来书第二章的第十八节。
Hebrew chapter 2 verse 18.
希伯来书第二章十八节。
For since he himself was tempted in the which he had suffered, he is able to come to the edge those who are tempted.
说他自己既然被受试探的受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
And he himself can help us any kind of situation in our life.
所以不管是我们受任何的试探主耶稣都能够解答。
This is one of a famous verse. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10.
我们来看这《哥林多前书》的第十章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
第十章十三节。
No temptation has overtaken you, but such as the common to men. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it.And here also, this is a greater encouragement. No temptations has overtaken you, but such as a common to man. God is faithful and give us the way to end up to let us to handle it.
这个所重要的就是这一句话。那他说这个我们所遇见的试探无非是人所能够忍受的因为神是信实的，不会叫我们受试探过于所能够忍受的。
So when God allow any situation, a given situation in our lifetimes, in on the course of our daily life, there is an answer.
所以不管是在我们生活当中所遇到这个大小的这个试炼试探总是有答案。
We know that when the Goliath came up to march against Israel.
当这个哥利亚这个非利士人这个巨人哥利亚他们来向这犹太人来校正挑战。
Well, from the king to throughout all the general and all the soldiers, they think there's no answer.
啊，对于这个扫罗王来讲啊，虽然他有很多的将军啊，很多的这个精兵啊，但是呢，没有办法啊来胜过这个哥利士非利士人的这个哥利亚。
Every time when they look at the problems, they can see that it is impossible to solve it.
啊，就啊，好像他们看见啊这个困难啊，他们解决不了这个困难。
But then the little young man, about 15, 16 years old young man, came to the camp.
啊，但是这个当年轻的十五六岁的孩子啊，到这个啊扫罗王的这个阵营的时候
，This man has already have answer.
啊，这个十五六岁的孩子啊，早就有答案了。
He never think that this is a problem.
啊，因为他不认为啊，这个校正的哥利亚是一个问题。
But all the rest of the people think that this is a great problem, huge challenge for the whole entire nation.
啊，这个其他的人啊，甚至整个以色列人全国，他们认为这是极大的挑战。
But little one think that this is not a problem already. He has own answer. His own answer is from God.
啊，但是这个对于十五六岁的年轻的孩子大卫来讲，啊，他有已经啊，他不认为这是问题，因为他从神那里早就有答案。
The problem is all the from the king through the general and all the soldiers, they never look at the God.
啊，问题就是啊，从这个王本身一直到这个将军啊，到每一个战士。啊，他们没有想到要依靠神。
Only David look at God.
啊，但是只有大卫啊，他是这个依靠神的。
Nobody it happens that David with a little stone can hit the face forehead of the Goliath.
啊，没有一个可以想象啊，这个大卫啊，他用这个光滑的石子啊，就可以啊击倒这个哥利亚这个巨人。
Nobody have expected this way this problem can be solved.
啊，没有一个人想说这。关键的是大卫啊，所甩出来的石头啊，就可以解决这个问题。
God is with us, then there is an answer.
啊，因为都是神跟我们同在的话，总是有答案。
Many times also when God come to us to help our problem to solve, He doesn't come up as give us a bunch of answer right away.
啊，好像是当神啊，他来啊这个啊这个、救济我们的时候。啊，他没有把这个啊，这个整个箩筐的这个答案啊，都啊掏到面前来。
Many times his way to train us to end up to show us that this is the way its answer is.
啊，常常啊，这个神用啊这个种种的方法啊来啊在指示我们啊，然后呢说这就是答案。
Most precious answer God will give us as a seed is word of God.
啊，常常啊，这个神给我们啊，这个答案的方法就是借着他的话。
When we have a problems, now we come to the Lord means come to the word of God.
啊，所以当我们遭遇到难题啊，我们到神面前啊，我们就是啊，要领受神的话。
If we do not have a habit to come to the word of God on a daily basis.Then when we have a problem, we lost everything by then. We cannot dealing with the problem at all at that time.
啊，若是我们在生活当中，我们还没有建立啊，因为从每天的读经，从神的话当中啊，可以寻求神的意思，这找到答案。那么我们若是突然间遇到难题的时候，好像我们就失去了方向。
This is the given answer. God give us a seed in our life. Let's follow the word of God.
啊，那么常常啊，神就是借着他的话啊，给我们像一个信心的种子一样啊，可以种植在我们心里头，来解答我们的问题。
On a daily basis, we can come close to the word of God.
啊，在每天的生活当中啊，我们要能够聆听神的话。
When we encounter difficulties or any kind of trouble in our life.
啊，所以当我们生活当中啊，遇到这个啊难题啊，这些困难的事情来到的时候
，This word of God become a lamp to our feet.
啊，常常呢，这个啊，神的话啊，就是成为这个我们脚前的灯
，and shine the light about our path
啊，而且是成为路上的光。
So we can well manage our life to overcome and penetrate the difficulties
啊，所以借着这个神的话啊，就像脚前的灯，路上的光啊，可以照亮我们前面的这个黑暗的角落。
So let the seed of word of God let it grow up to be tree.To be very strongly grow up in our heart.
啊，所以让这个信心的种子能够长大，能够啊，能够结出果子来。
It becomes our precious answer later on.
因为常常每天建立读神的话的习惯就是成为我们能够胜过这些难关的这个答案。
And also I mentioned the first of our prayer.
在第一节我开始就提到这祷告。
Of course, when we encounter difficulties, we have to pray.
当然我们面临困难的时候，我们要祷告。
But beforehand, we can build up our habit to our prayer life.
但是在还没有经历到这困难的时候，我们早就应该先建立这个祷告的生活。
And this seed keep continue to the grow the tree of prayer grow up.
这个祷告生活建立的就好像这个种子就被种下然后就会成长。
When we encounter trouble and difficulties.
所以当我们遇到这个困难挑战的时候，
This the tree of prayer already strong enough.
这个祷告的树已经成长了。
And prayer, we can draw the answer very easily.
所以借着我们经常的祷告的这种生活习惯培养了我们就可以很容易的就借着祷告而能够迎刃而解。
And also like a Ten Commandments is very important.
就好像说十条诫命很重要。
The Ten Commandments is our guiding path of guiding principle in our life.
这个十条诫命也是成为我们生活当中的指导的这个方针。
When everything is smooth and keep the Ten Commandments, it's not a dealing considered as a very, it's a hard.
当生活非常在顺境当中，我们认为这个守十条诫命并不是困难的事。
But every time we be aware the Ten Commandments, we faithfully stick to the commandment of God.
因为我们已经养成了习惯我们常常这个借着这个遵照神的诫命而行成为我们生活的习惯。
When the temptation and the trial coming into our life,
所以当这个试炼试探临到我们生活的时候，
we already have a good relationship with God with the commandment of God.
我们已经建立了跟神美好的关系，我们常常是守神的诫命。
It becomes an answer right away then.
所以因为这样子马上就有得到答案。
Many times God already give us all the answer in our hands.
事实上神已经把这答案早就放在我们手中了。
The problem we neglect this answer in our normal life, daily life.
但是问题就是我们在日常生活当中我们忽略掉这些神的话。
When the life is a kind of situation is urgent and difficulties and come upon our life, and then we gather together, we're trying to coming back to gather this answer, but we don't know what to do then many times.
所以当我们遭到难题的时候我们把过去的这些答案集在一起但是呢我们找不到真正的解答问题的答案。
And also God also even though when we have a good faith, we have a prayer life, and when God constantly allow us this kind of trial and temptation in our life, we can train in us.
所以常常我们有神的话在我们心中对神建立的美好的关系当遇到难题的时候，导致成为让我们建立更美好信心的一个机会。
When you look at in the chapter four, John chapter four, and this time the nobleman's son, it happened that this just have high fever, and the mention that at the point of death, this son.
所以在约翰福音的第四章提到这个大臣的孩子，当时候正发着这个高烧。而且快到死的时候
he was at the point of death means this is considered a desperate situation.
对大臣来讲这是一个非常紧急的事。
And this nobody can help in his money and his power and his position cannot help him.
这个大臣就是拥有了这个很高的官位很多的这个财富，很多的权势，但是解决不了他孩子的问题。
Only he can holding God.
他所能够抓得住的，就是抓得住神。
God can training us in this way to build our faith up.
同样的，神也会借着这样子的难题来训练我们的信心。
We have noticed Abraham when God called Abraham and Haran and brought him into the land of Canaan.
当神呼召这个亚伯兰亚伯拉罕离开这个哈兰本地要带他到迦南地的时候
About 25 years his life he has no son
在经过这个25年之后他还是没有孩子。
Of course the first few years in his life maybe God promised me, so I'm sure that he will give me a son.
或许在刚起初的几年他想说神既然已经答应了 啊，那我大概我当然就会有孩子了。
But 10 years has nothing happened.
啊，经过十年啊，没有任何事情发生。
So through Hagar, he got the son Ishmael.
啊，所以他就借着这个啊，这个啊，这个啊，这个夏甲啊，就生了这个以斯玛利了。
But God says no, this is not the one.
啊，但是神对亚伯拉罕说，这不是我所应许的。
I still wait and wait.
啊，所以你还是要再等待等待。
And you have noticed that his wife cannot have having a child.
啊，但是亚伯拉罕也知道这个撒拉早就过了这个生育的年数。
This is considered as a situation that he can almost can give up the promise of God.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕他几乎啊已经啊到达要放弃的这个神应许的信心。
Such is a desperate situation, God fulfilled his answer.
啊，但是到最后他认为非常危急的时候。啊，神成全了对他所应许的话。
And look at the Joseph's life as very similar.
啊，我们看见耶瑟的一生也是一样。
When God gave him a precious dream in his life.
啊，当神给这个耶瑟做一个梦。
He was sold to the Egypt, and his life became a slave. And now he turned to be like a prisoner.
啊，但是耶瑟后来被变卖啊，到埃及啊，成为这个奴隶，而且又下在监狱里头。
I'm sure because in his life and at that time there's no hope.
啊，我想啊，照着啊现实的环境啊，看起来耶瑟当时是没有希望了。
He trying to what accusation? He trying to rape his master's wife as a servant, as a slave. It is I'm sure because it is impossible to he himself get out of the prison.
啊，因为当时候啊，他被控告的这个罪案。啊，就是他是一个奴隶啊，但是他要啊来强暴啊这个他主人的妻子，所以这个罪被定了啊，他就已经死定了。
A year is passing by and by, nothing happens.
啊，所以这个时间一年一年过去啊，没有任何改善的余地。
He trusts in him, but trusts in God, but there's no such happened that his life delivered out of the prison.
啊，他虽然说还有一个信靠神的一点心啊，但是呢，他看不出没有任何的这个慌华。啊，能够使他得到释放。
Maybe first year he thought I believe in God, so God will do something for me. Maybe he can deliver out of the prison.
啊，在这个监狱的第一年啊，或许耶稣想啊，我还是相信神啊，总是会借着啊一些方法让我能够得到释放。
Year passed by.
啊，但是年年这样过去。
And then later and later, maybe he's considered the situation turned very desperate.
啊，他也是想说到这个程度啊，我已经到困难的窘境。
Is that turned to be the life of those who trust in God?
啊，那么对于信靠神的人啊，是不是啊，也是面临到这种窘境
？We consider the moment a very desperate situation at that time.
啊，当时候对耶瑟来讲啊，已经是啊，到的完全的没有啊这个解决答案的困难的窘境。
God delivered the dead moment to deliver him out of the prison.
啊，但是在极黑暗的困难的窘境的时候啊，神啊，他是这个亚这个耶瑟能够得到释放。
Because such a desperate moment, still he holding God.
啊，所以我们可以说，就是在这极端困难的窘境的时候。啊，这个耶瑟还是抓住对神的信心。
If you look at the Bible, the book of Esther and Daniel, all this kind of stories.
啊，我们看见这个旧约圣经啊，不管是以斯帖或者是但以理书啊，他们所遭遇的也是这些情况。
God purposely put them into the desperate situation.
啊，就是神他故意的啊，把这个啊这个信心的伟人啊，换在最艰难的环境当中。
And testing our faith.
啊，来考验我们的信心。
But when we believe in God, sometimes God put us in such kind of situation.
啊，就是我们信靠神的人，有时候神啊也把我们摆在这种环境之下。
What God doesn't like us to do is to the kind of temptation of giving up our faith and our hope.
啊，神所不要看见的啊，就是在我们遇到试炼试探。啊，非常大的时候，我们就完全的放弃对神的信心了。
God doesn't like that such a situation. Complain to God.
啊，神不愿看见啊，在这个时候啊，我们向神发怨言了。
What the Israelites the most the major failing in their 40 years of journey is they complain to God.
啊，到这个以色列人40年啊，在埃及啊这个飘荡的时候啊，他们到最后啊。啊，这个最得罪神的地步啊，就是他们啊开始这个抱怨神。
God never let them to die without the water, because of no water.
啊，四十年当中，神没有因为啊没有水让他们喝而让他们倒地在这旷野的。
God do not let them die because of no food.
啊，神也没有让他们这倒地在旷野，因为没有食物吃。
God provide them everything what they need actually.
啊，事实上神已经供应了他们每日所需用的。
But during some period of time of their lifetime to be very desperate.
啊，但是好像对他们来讲，他们到一这个啊最困难的窘境的时候。
God testing their faith.
啊，事实上神啊这个时候在试验以色列人对他的信心。
They turn out to be the moment turn away to God and complain.
啊，但是这个时候以色列人。啊，他们对神没有信心，他们倒是在那边埋怨、抱怨神。
So actually, God provided the provider ready to give them a blessing, but because they complained to God, they cannot holding their hope, so it turned out to be for their disastrous actually.
啊，所以事实上，神已经啊，在他们困难窘境之后啊，总有他的这个解决的问题的这个方法啊，但是因为以色列人他们不信。啊，所以他们就尝不到任何神解决他们困难患患的好处。
Especially when we have a desperate situation, still we have to holding God faithfully.
啊，所以在当我们遇到这个最大的困难窘境的时候，我们还是要持守住啊对神的信心。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 37.
我们看诗篇的第37篇。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 and 24.
诗篇三十七篇的二十三节跟二十四节。
23 and 24.
二十三节、二十四节。
The steps of the man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, and he shall not be hurt headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hands.And 23 and 24, it can be our great encouragement.
啊，这个二十三节、二十四节可以成为我们极大的鼓励。
As long as we walk by path by the guidance of God, and He around us, He behind us, in front of us, and beside us, helping us.
啊，只要我们在所行的道路上啊，我们能够信靠住神啊，神是在我们的前面开路啊，在我们后面这个来。啊，搀扶着我们。
And also the John chapter 5 here this noble man when he requested Jesus, when he come to Jesus and request him, and come to me and my place and heal my son, he says.
啊，这个约翰福音第五章里头，这个大臣啊，他来要求主耶稣啊，到他的家里去啊，来啊，这个医治他的儿子。
At the moment that his face is not such kind of He understands Jesus very well, and in his face, no, his face is like a little faith actually.
啊，事实上，这个大臣啊，并不是对主耶稣有很大的信心啊，他的信心还是很小的。
Maybe this way, if we invite Jesus and bring him into his son, then he can do something to his son. So his son can be healed.
啊，这个大臣想说，趁着我的孩子还没有死。啊，那啊，这个啊，要求主耶稣来啊，那么至少啊，我的孩子呢，不至于死。
He never think that Jesus can heal his son from the beyond the space and the time.
啊，他没有办法相信说主耶稣可以超过这个时空的这个限制啊，还可以医治他的孩子。
But he think that he have to bring Jesus first and physically bring him into his son, then he can do something to his son.、
啊、他只有想说，我必须要啊，这个啊，这个带着主耶稣。啊，让主耶稣亲自啊到我的家里头，那这样子主耶稣才能够医治我的孩子。
So this faith is not the considered a big and great faith.
啊，所以这种信心并不是一个很大的啊信心。
Faith is just like a little mustard seed.
啊，因为信心就好像一个啊这个芥菜种子一样。
When we have a this kind of little mustard seed.
啊，当我们有一个像芥菜种子的信心的时候。
If we come to the Lord.
啊，我们来到神面前。
This little seed of faith turned to be great seed.
啊，这个
I mean great、as a great of faith.
啊，这个很小的芥菜种子啊，这是啊，可以行出很大的这个信心的这个啊果子出来。
Every time the faith is come from the little one.
啊，但是信心长是从这个很小的地方开始。
But we have to bring this little one to the Lord.
啊，但是我们必须要啊，至少带着这个。啊，很小的这个信心的种子到神面前。
And then he can grow this little seed of faith to be the big one.
啊，那么神会帮助我们啊，像一个芥菜种子似的小的信心，能够成长成为大的信心。
When this officer asking for help to Jesus Christ, but Jesus say something else also here.
啊，所以当大臣邀请主耶稣啊，趁着孩子还没有死的时候， 就下去啊，耶稣却对他讲不同的话。
When you look at the John chapter 5 verse 47, he explained to Jesus, for he was, my son was at the point of death.
啊，47节啊，提到这个大臣啊，他求耶稣下去医治孩子，因为孩子快死了。
And 48, this is an answer from Jesus Christ to the royal officers.
啊，48节啊，这个耶稣对他说的这些话。
To him, unless you people see sign and wonder, you simply will not believe.
啊，他说，若不是看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
This is not what he expected this kind of answer from Jesus Christ.
啊，这个大臣来恳求耶稣啊，这个下去来医治他的孩子，啊，他没有想到耶稣会用这种话来回答。
With this kind of response, maybe reply easily the normal people can discourage. What kind of man is that? I told him that my son is about to point to death. What kind of response is that?
啊，对一个没有信心的人啊，他们会想说，我跟主耶稣讲说我的孩子快死了，但是他怎么跟我讲这种话呢？
And verse 49, and this royal officer said again to Jesus.
啊，这个49节，这个大臣啊，跟耶稣再讲同样的话。
Whatever, sir, come down before my child died.
啊，他说，先生啊，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死，就下去吧。
And begging one more, this is more desperately asking him for more strongly to Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这个大臣第二次啊，再向耶稣恳求。
A little faith now to grow and in front of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以开始啊，一个小的信心啊，在主耶稣面前开始有啊彰显出来。
And verse 50, and Jesus said to the royal officers.
50节，主耶稣对这个大臣来说
，And says, "Go your way, your son lives."
啊，说啊，就你回去吧，你的儿子活了。
Jesus testing his faith.
啊，所以耶稣事实上一直在试验他的信心。
Can tell that he's still holding me to save his son.
啊，这个啊，因为啊，这个大臣啊，一直啊抓住这个信心。啊，要求耶稣医治。
So he can see the faith in him.
啊，耶稣开始看见这个大臣里头对他有信心。
So Jesus now tell him that go your way, your son lives.
啊，所以耶稣这个时候对他说：“你回去吧，因为你的儿子活了。
”And he received the answer.
啊，那他就回去了，因为他相信耶稣所说的话。
Before he thought he bring him to his son, but Jesus now with the words and heal him already.
原先他是啊坚持耶稣要亲自啊下去啊，但是这个时候他就凭着耶稣所说的话，他就相信孩子活了。
It is important what Jesus says, "Go your way, your son lives."
啊，主耶稣提到说，你回去吧，你的孩子活了。
Now is the part of the royal man's response at this time.
啊，那么。啊，然后呢？这圣经所记载的啊，就是这个大臣对耶稣所说的话的相信。
Jesus already gave him an answer.
啊，因为主耶稣已经给他答案了。
Now this man received it, proportion to receive it, then he become a true blessing.
啊，那么他就相信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。啊，就是啊，他有信心来接受啊这个主耶稣啊的话。
Now the later this man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him.And he started off. And this is the way that his actions that now he doesn't have to ask him anymore. And when Jesus already gave him an answer, he just take it and believe in the word of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这个时候的大臣不需要再提出啊任何的这个啊要求啊，因为他已经相信耶稣的话啊，他就回去了。
It becomes his blessing. Not only that his son to be healed, but at the same time his he and his whole household believe in the Lord.
啊，所以啊，因为他相信耶稣的话，他回去了，不只是他的孩子活了，啊，他跟他们的全家都因此能够信了耶稣。
Many times when we have difficulties and trouble in our life,
啊，所以常常在我们生活当中啊，遭到这个难题的时候
，when we come back to the Word of God,
啊，当我们回到神的话。
God will give us a message.
啊，神啊会给我们一个信息。
Many times give us a true answer in our hands.
啊，事实上呢，就是把这个啊真正的答案啊放在我们手中。
Through the prayer, through the word, God give us answer. Then it's our response is just like this man believe the words is very important.
啊，所以借着我们的祷告，我们的读经给我们的答案啊，就好像这个大臣。 他能够信耶稣所说的话啊，他就回去了。
He no more question. He turn away and go back to his place. And on the way, he meet his servant.
啊，这个时候大臣不再发任何的问题啊，他回去的路上他就遇到啊这个啊他们的。他的一个仆人。
And the man says, "Your son, this servant says, your son was healed."
啊，这个仆人就跟他讲说，你的孩子是得到医治了，活了。
And then he inquired of them when did it happen, and he realized when Jesus saying the go your way, your son lives, and when he believed this word, the moment.
啊，那么他就问说是什么时候我的孩子啊这活了，他的这个。啊，这个热退了啊，那么他知道就是主耶稣说你儿子活的这个时候。
This miracle is precious.
啊，所以这个啊神迹是非常宝贵的。
But the true miracle in this true miracle is this man, this loyal man's, the noble man's experience of God there.
啊，但是重要的神迹啊，就是这个大臣啊他在那个时候啊他。体验到神
，He experienced true faith means
啊，事实上他体验到这个真正对神的信心。
When I believed the word of Christ, Jesus Christ, at that time my son was healed.
啊，所以当我那时候相信主耶稣所说的话的时候，啊，我的孩子就得到医治。
So he not only he believing in Jesus Christ, but he explained to this whole household they believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以不仅是他因为信耶稣的话。啊，就是他全家也都信了耶稣了。
This is a true blessing of sign of Christ.
啊，所以事实上，这是主耶稣啊借着所行的神迹给他们带来最大的祝福。
This is the second verse 54, chapter 4:54 says this is again the second sign of Jesus, sign that Jesus performed.
啊，所以五十四节的总结说，这是耶稣在加利利所行的第二件神迹。
When we believe in the word of God, we experience the same experience like this man had experienced.
啊，当我们相信神的话的时候，我们就是像这个大臣一样啊，在这个时候可以体验到神迹。
When we encounter a desperate situation in our life,
啊，所以当我们在生活当中遇到非常窘困的时候
，bring it to the Lord.
啊，我们带到神面前。
And even we have a little faith, come to the Lord.
啊，就是我们有点信心啊，我们也用这个信心来到神面前。
He can grow up this little seed of faith to be a great faith.
啊，所以神会使这个很小的信心的种子啊，长大成为这个大的信心的树。
And also we have to trust, we have to believe in the word of God.
啊，我们同时也要相信主耶稣所说的话。
The moment we can experience of God.
在那个时候我们就能够体验到神。
Not only we experience of God, it becomes our witness, it becomes our testimony to share with other people.
不仅是我们信心啊，借着相信神的话啊，也是成为我们可以向别人来做见证啊，对我们啊，对啊，我们的信心啊，能够向别人做见证。